Court Chambers, Coruscant.
At the arraignment, Leia, Han, and Ben waited in the audience, which otherwise seemed to be made up entirely of the press, all with holocams running. A gray-skinned Duros judge, chosen out of the standard rotation of Alliance judges, turned out to be sympathetic to the Jedi. He listened to the charges, ignored the prosecutor's assertion that Luke was a flight risk, ordered Luke to appear at hearings that would proceed from this event, and released him on his own recognizance. Minutes later, Luke, his family, and Nawara Venn exited the building through a portal Nawara knew, but the press did not. They emerged at the 14th-story walkway level into fresh air and nighttime darkness, alleviated by pedestrian lights and traffic streams. Luke opened the bag Captain Savar had given him at arraignment's end and began pocketing his personal effects. "That was a bad day. I look forward to some meditation." Grim-faced, Leia handed him his lightsaber.
"I don't think you'll get that chance. Things just keep getting better and better."
Jedi Temple, Coruscant.
The Jedi Temple's medical center was a complete, if compact, hospital facility. Operating theater, private recovery rooms, common ward, bacta chambers, therapy chambers, sealed atmosphere rooms to simulate various planetary environments, laboratories, and Valen Horn was now the centerpiece of the neurology lab. Strapped to a deactivated repulsor gurney that was resting on a platform built to accommodate it, he strained against his restraints, not speaking. There was no one present for him to speak to. They watched him from an adjacent chamber through a sheet of transparisteel that was reflective on the lab side, transparent on the observer side. Luke stood with Master Silgall, the Mon Calamari Jedi Master, who was the temple's foremost medical expert. Also on hand were the three other members of the Horn family, Leia and Ben. Gisela Horn, Valen's sister, a lean woman in her mid-20s, wore a look of resolute calmness appropriate to a Jedi, but redness around her large, expressive eyes suggested that she had been crying. Her mother, Mirax, looked grimly determined and seemed unable to turn away from watching Valen. Silgall, her voice as gravelly as that of most Mon Cals, spoke clinically.
"The patient is not rational and not cooperative. He continues to insist that everyone he knows, whom he sees now, has been replaced by an imposter. He is paranoid and delusional."
Leia became tight-faced.
"Like Seth, only in a different way. Seth was on about Mandos."
Not long before, while traveling aboard the Millennium Falcon, Leia and Han had encountered the Jedi Knight Seth Helen, who had exhibited a mania as pervasive as that which Valen seemed to be experiencing. Seth had left their company before he could be evaluated. The similarity of their behavior sounded ominously to Luke like something one may have contracted from the other, or something they could have developed from exposure to a common source.
"His blood pressure is high, at a level consistent with his state of anxiety,"
Silgall went on.
"And there are greater than normal levels of stress hormones in his blood. Toxicology, virology, and bacteriology reports are in their preliminary stages, but have suggested no answer. Basic neurological tests suggest no damage, but we have not been able to employ more advanced scans."
Luke glanced at her.
"Why not?"
"I'll show you."
Silgall moved to a monitor affixed at head height on the wall beside the viewport. Delicately, because her larger-than-human hands were ill-suited to the task, she depressed a number of keys beneath the monitor. The monitor screen snapped into life, showing a series of five jagged lines, like simple graphical representations of extremely precipitous mountain ranges, one above the other.
"This,"
Silgall explained,
"is a brain scan set to display brainwave forms. It can be set to show many different types of data in different types of graphical representation. This is the scan of a normal being, myself as a matter of fact. Now I will show you Valen's first scan."
She clicked another series of buttons. The image on the screen was wiped away, replaced by bars of jagged peak and trough lines so tightly packed, so extreme and savage, that Gisela took an involuntary step back from the display. Silgall continued.
No living member of any species we know could display waveforms like this and survive for very long. A few minutes after we took this, we took another reading. It and subsequent ones looked like this.
The monitor image wiped again. Luke thought for a moment that it had not been replaced, for the screen was almost blank. But there were still measuring bars to the right and left of the display. There were simply no lines between. Not one. Silgall blinked at the image.
This is the brain scan reading of a dead person. Valen Horn is demonstrably not dead. There is no way a reading of Valen could yield a result like this. But it did.
I've seen this before. Luke stared curiously at the screen, then glanced over at Valen, who was glaring at the viewport. Though unable to see through it, he seemed to be staring at Luke. Perhaps he could feel the distinctive presence of the Grand Master. Years ago,